2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 3:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have scattered clouds, 71 degrees. KSL's top story, more Utahns have been going to the emergency room with alcohol poisoning than for opioids over the past couple of months. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce with the story.
Susanna Burt with the Utah Division of Substance Abuse and Mental Health says a lot of people are under stress because of the pandemic, so it's not surprising this is happening.
Because it's more accessible. They don't need necessarily a prescription to get it, and it's deemed an essential item. Bars and grocery stores continue to sell.
She says plenty of people can drink responsibly, but recommends trying to find a healthier way to cope than taking that extra drink, as well as keeping alcohol out of kids' hands. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
It's unclear how many people have ended up in the ER for alcohol poisoning recently, but local hospitals are noticing a significant uptick. Rocky Mountain Power is warning people in Summit County, be ready just in case they need to shut off the power to prevent wildfires from sparking. But how and when will they know they need to do that? Here's KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Sadly, there isn't a concrete answer. Officials from Rocky Mountain Power say it's likely not going to happen, but if wind speeds, temperatures, and humidity pass a certain threshold, they will cut the juice to Summit Park and Sundance. And they will have crews on the ground in those areas, and if they notice the wind speeds are too high, they could shut off the power from where they are.
The company is asking people in those areas to update their profiles on the Rocky Mountain Power website so they can better warn the affected residents. The fire causing all this stir is the Range Fire in Provo Canyon. The last update we had from firefighters, 10% containment, about 3,500 acres burned. Other national stories we're following this hour. Northern California could go dark again tonight over fears of wildfires. ABC's Alex Stone is in California.
Last week, tens of thousands of Northern Californians had their electricity turned off for days to prevent wildfires, and now it's happening again. Pacific Gas and Electric saying it's ready to turn off the power to 50,000 customers as early as tonight as hot, dry winds arrive. The Northern Bay Area, which was just hit hard by a wildfire, could see many of the outages, and the power might not come back on until Friday night. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Intermountain Healthcare is rolling out a new campaign which peels back the curtain on conditions frontline workers are facing in ICU units. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik says the campaign features a three-minute PSA.
In an emotional video, doctors and nurses share their experience working with very sick individuals. Many say one of the hardest things about caring for these patients is just how unpredictable their daily health can be.
It's John Wojcik. Intermountain Healthcare is continuing to ask the community for help fighting the spread of coronavirus by wearing masks and social distancing. The Utah Department of Health is reporting 1,363 new cases of COVID today, six more deaths. One of them, a man between 25 and 44 who was hospitalized at the time of his death. The agency says we now have 314 people hospitalized with COVID. 111 of them are using ICU beds. Utah's rolling 7-day average of positive tests is at 15.1%. BYU engineers are electrospinning nanofibers. What's that mean? Well, they're making a new layer of protection that can be put onto a cloth face mask. Will Volley says they hope to be able to get it to more people.
This material is great for masks because it's excellently breathable. Current N95 masks are hot. They're hard to breathe through. You can have the best mask in the world, but if you won't wear it because it's uncomfortable, it's worthless.
Testing shows nanofiber membranes made regular masks just as good, if not better, than an N95, the one used by healthcare professionals. The head of the CDC is voicing optimism and a warning about the coronavirus. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Director Robert Redfield is expressing optimism about a vaccine by the year's end, but added,
but we're not quite there yet. That is why it's so important that all of us remain diligent in our efforts to defeat this virus.
The CDC also saying today that multiple brief exposures can heighten the risk of contracting COVID. The news comes after a study of a Vermont corrections officer who had multiple one-minute interactions with infected prisoners and contracted the virus. The Justice Department announcing a large settlement against Purdue Pharma, maker of the powerful prescription painkiller OxyContin. U.S. Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen says the company will plead guilty to three felony counts for defrauding the United States and violating federal anti-kickback laws.
If it's approved, this will be a corporate settlement in total of more than $8.3 billion.
The experts say OxyContin helped touch off a nationwide opioid epidemic. And the White House says it's not for a lack of effort that more than 500 migrant children who were separated from their parents at the border can't be reunited.
We've contacted these families, and the sad truth is that many of them have declined to accept their children back. There may be a variety of reasons for that, but it's very sad. The administration wants the families to be reunited.
That is Deputy Press Secretary Brian Morgenstern, but a court filing indicates that the parents have not been reached and therefore have not been asked to reunite with their kids. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 3:36. Ricky, congratulations on your Dodgers game one of the series last night.
It's only one game, so we've got a few more to go.
There's a Dodgers fan. And here's your traffic, everybody.
Well, Valley Freeway's looking really good right now. We did have an earlier accident, 3300 South at 300 West. I'm not seeing that it's affecting traffic, though. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. Coming up, we're going to church. But it's not going to sound like any church you've ever been in. Stay here. My Minute of News is next.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.